After Show, episode 41.
Hey, you know what's real sexy to me, bro?
What's that?
I like when a girl, like hikes her, like, fixes her jeans.
I do, too.
Like, she hikes them motherfuckers up, like, do that little shit where she grab them ends and motherfucker up. Man.
Yeah. I can't wait till I'm in a position of power and abuse it. What? How bad you really want this job?
Oh, gosh.
You know how often that probably happened, though?
Absolutely. It happens a lot.
I just can't believe... I couldn't imagine myself telling on somebody that did that to me. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine. Like, I don't know if it's just how I'm built or it's dudes ain't don't think like that. But, like, even if my current boss today propositioned me with that, and I even if I turned it down, I wouldn't be like, I got to go to HR about that.
Yeah.
I need to go tell somebody. I can't see it.
Yeah. Check this out, though. I want to give a shout out to this king. I don't know who you are, king, but I shout you out. I salute you. A girl tweeted. She said, I curved this dude for 10 years.
That ain't no king.
I'm going to repeat this. No. I curved this dude for 10 years. And when I finally let him hit, he ghosted me. LOL. I hate men. Do you know that she was trying to play the victim with her tweets? Do you know that she was really trying to play the victim?
She is a victim.
In what fucking way?
Because I'm sure over those 10 years, he was acting like he would never be that nigga that would do that. He finessed her.
No. That's her bad decision making.
She ain't let a nigga hit?
If you curved a nigga for 10... No, that she did. If you been curving a nigga for that long, and then you just decide to do that shit, that's on you. You can't get mad at the end result of that shit. You curved a nigga for 10 years for a fucking reason.
I don't think it's a curve if they still in contact. That's more of a friend zone.
Okay. You friend zone a nigga for 10 years. So you can't be mad at this nigga for ghosting you after he got the ass that he was trying to get for 10 years.
If everything that he was saying leading up to me giving him the ass was like, I ain't like these other niggas, I wouldn't do that, and then you do it, yeah, I feel the way.
Nah. That's 10 years, bro. That's 10 years. She curved that with friend zone him for 10 years for a fucking reason.
But that's her right to, though.
Okay. And that was her right to also open her legs up to this nigga. And that was his right to be like, all right, I got the ass, I'm out.
But she can feel a way about that, is what I'm saying.
She can feel a way, but she can't play the victim. Like,
yeah, she can.
Talking about, I hate men.
All right, so, like, say you dealing with a homeboy for years. That's your homeboy. Mm-hmm. Then the minute you give him keys to your place, you get robbed.
That, like, was my decision.
Yeah, but you can't be like, you are the victim, though. It can't be like, well, damn, I shouldn't. He was my friend for 10 years.
I'm not a victim because that was my dumb ass decision to get this nigga them key.
But him robbing you is not something that you could have controlled.
That's what I'm saying. She couldn't control this nigga leaving either.
But she a victim though.
No, hell no.
If a nigga befriend you long enough till you give them the keys and they rob you, you are a victim of that.
I don't see myself being a victim because that was my decision. I didn't have to get that nigga them keys.
You didn't have to, but based off of what they showed you, you felt like it was okay. And based on what he showed her, she felt like, I should give him some pussy. Then he ghosted her. Damn, I feel like I really can't trust these niggas. If a nigga stick around for 10 years to do that shit, I would say she a victim.
Shout out to that king.
No, you're lame for sticking around for 10 years.
Now, I will say that.
Couldn't be me.
I will say that. 10 fucking years, now I ain't doing that. I'm
like, keep that rag, that pussy. I can't wait to tell bitches this shit.
Ain't doing that.
When I broke myself out of these chains of these bitches, I can't wait.
Queens.
Nah, they bitches. I can't wait. You keep you and that rag, that pussy. I'm good. They be trying to scare you. You're going to be lonely. Who said being lonely bad?
Exactly.
Who told you that was bad?
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, niggas. Look, man. People be marrying and then remarrying it as.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Yeah. That shit happens a lot. Especially now. In this day and age, this shit is. It's almost the norm now First of all, it's the norm to just get engaged because all this shit is for social media. You're going to do a video of your engagement. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a big surprise. Oh, congratulations. Blah, blah, blah. The shit might go viral. And then 5 years later, y'all motherfuckers still engaged.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
How long do you think it takes for, I'm just going to say you. Mm-hmm. How long does it take for you to know if you want to marry somebody?
I really can't give a time frame per se.
Right.
Because the way I vibe, say the way I vibed with this chick might not be the same way I vibe with this chick. Right. So me and this chick may have hit it off in 3 months. Into everything, we already in a relationship. Mm-hmm. We hit it off just like that. Meanwhile, me and this chick, it might be moving along slow.
Right.
A year later, we still not even in a relationship. We in a dating phase and talking and all that. Mm-hmm. So I really can't put like a time
right
on that.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, I will say when I know, I'll know. But I don't have a time. I don't have a time on that.
Right. And that's my whole point. Like the fact that women can rattle off the time for you is insane to me.
I don't know if I talked about this on either an episode or an after show, but it was a post where like some girls basically just saying, oh, I'm not waiting more than 3 years.
Right.
I'm not waiting more than 5 years. You should know that you want to marry me within 2 years. What?
Who told you that?
Like what?
Who told you that lie?
Excuse me?
So none of this stuff is foolproof. So I don't understand why people be sticking to it. Mm-hmm. So if a nigga marry you in under 2 years, is it going to work? Because I can give you 1,000 examples of it not working.
That it didn't.
Absolutely. If a nigga wait 10 years, is it going to work? I can give you 1,000 examples of it not working. So you can't tell somebody he should know in 2 years or how. You don't even know him. First of all, and this is what I want to say, my larger point. Mm-hmm. This is everybody's first walkthrough, this motherfucker. Don't nobody know any more, any less than anybody else when it comes to relationships. They can tell you how they operated with the person they're with, mm-hmm. but that is not the person you're with. So all of that information is subjective to you being that person and moving how they move and dating that person mm-hmm. and moving and they move how they move. So any advice, like even your parents, if they give you dating advice, sorry, that shit don't work on these bitches.
No.
It's not the same era.
No, it's not.
So I feel you. And I'm going to compartmentalize what you said, but understand the bitches I'm dealing with didn't come from the bitches or the family tree of the woman that you fell in love mm-hmm. with. They got a whole nother set of issues.
Do you think also that a lot of this has to do with them seeing their friends get in relationships and get engaged? So now they looking the outside looking in like, okay, nigga, what's taking you so long? Like, they were together for 6 months and they already engaged. Like, baby, that was them. That's their path. That's not me and your path. You can't look at their relationship and just be like, oh, well, what's taking you so long? Hey, we've been together for 2 years. They just been together 6 months and you ain't asked me to put a ring and like blah blah blah. Like, the fuck?
Well, because bitches, when they get together, they love to think that their pussy is magic.
That's true as well.
You know, like when niggas get together, we don't be like, yeah, you know you got that good dick, bro. You got these whole fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Women get together, throw that pussy on them. But what if her pussy ain't good?
Yeah, that's.
Or what if it's good, but it ain't enough because he's a deeper dude than that.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
It's more than just the box.
Right. So if that's what you're leading with and you believe, and then you see your friends, and like, she motherfucked them good. And then yada, yada, yada. But you don't know. And this is what I was saying earlier about the pillow talk and about like couples fighting. Mm-hmm. You don't really know what's being said behind closed doors mm-hmm. and what's happening. So I'm really quick to, I'm not jumping on bandwagons when somebody say somebody beating them up or a nigga act like he don't fuck with these hoes and be like, well, she pillow talk you. Mm-hmm. I'm one of them saying nigga, like I understand that. I be talking mad reckless because I keep bitches at a distance.
For sure.
But I understand. In the right situation with the right pillow talk, my feelings will outweigh my logic.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Cancer, so I'm emotional. So that's why I think that's why I'm kind of good at the distinction between feelings and logic. Because I'm emotional as fuck. I just know how to, I need to keep that in check because I know when I'm emotional, logic goes out the window. Like if you kill my child, immediately my thing is I gotta murder you.
I gotta murder you.
But logically, that's why I'd be having to ask. So did he have another child? You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I need to, my passion gonna be like, fuck that shit. My passion with a bitch gonna be like, go in raw. You know what I'm saying? It's just all of those choices. She says she wanna get married. If I need to know by 2 years, I love her. I don't wanna lose her. So let me go ahead and propose.
Yeah.
Logically, I'm be like, well, bitch, you got me fucked up if you think I'm on some timetable that I'm not on. So I just think like, yeah, it's just a matter of those individuals.
Glad you said something about the whole pussy being good though. So this girl posted this status and she was like, a Facebook friend posted, if your pussy's so good, name something that it made a man do. And OMG, the comments, LOL. Nothing but toxicity, whatever that word is. Nothing but being toxic, motherfuckers.
Right.
I can't talk. I'm from the country. Some examples were, he busted my tires. He stalked me. He harassed me at my job. He tried to shoot me. He held me hostage. He damaged my property, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to know, who created the stereotype that a man doing toxic shit is equivalent to you having good pussy? A man stuck his penis in you and nothing but negativity manifested and you bragging about it? Oh, how misguided women can be. How come your pussy never made a man be faithful, marry you, invest in you, build a home or life with you? How come your pussy never manifested anything positive?
Cause that pussy for everybody, man. Like that pussy got all them bodies. And people think I be trolling when I be saying this shit, but I really do believe in the exchanging of energies. And I feel like when you let somebody enter you, it's the same way when a dude get raped in prison.
Mm-hmm.
He not the same.
No, no.
Cause somebody enter you.
Yeah.
If so, and I mean, of course, that's forceful.
Mm-hmm.
But if a woman lets a dude enter them, that's an exchange of power. That person is a part of you now.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like so, I'm having to battle, and women. I mean, I don't know if they see it or they may not even think about it or acknowledge it or whatever. But when you have all of those people, all these different people in you, I'm not saying you're a hoe. Like, to me, the number shit is insignificant to me. It doesn't mean you're a hoe, but it means you allow a lot of different energies in you for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you say you were dating all of them, it was one night stands, they didn't count, whatever reason. Those niggas are in you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they didn't use a condom.
Yeah.
Because you had to stand over the toilet and let the shit run out.
No, that's real shit.
So it's just like, you didn't get pregnant by it, but that sperm died in you.
Absolutely.
It didn't make it for whatever reason. Birth control, you're not fertile, whatever it is, it didn't make it. But that's, you living with that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that bitch, I don't think nothing about.
Mm.
At all.
Mm. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't affect me one way or another.
Oh.
But if a woman is fucking a dude, it's affecting them.
Yeah.
They signed up for that.
That energy shit is real, bro.
Hell yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that shit, man. A lot of people think, oh, y'all just talking. And they're just on some social media. But no, motherfucker, like the exchanging of energy is real. That shit like deep. And people don't even realize how deep that shit.
And they don't realize how it's affecting them. Like how they see the world. Like you see the world based off of people that you've given yourself to.
Mm-hmm.
Until you recognize I'm seeing it through these lenses because of this. Once you acknowledge that shit, you can change it. But if you just believe that, oh, we were just sex, it didn't matter, they didn't count. It do count. It might not count. You can your body count is whatever it is. Yep. You can lie about it. You can not tell nobody about it. That's yours. You got to live with that. But the niggas that really been through that, you adopted that energy.
Just gotta think, man. Say this, it's an evil ass nigga over here. This nigga got nothing but hell inside of him. And that nigga get inside of you raw. Now you got that energy. And you wondering why your vibe is suddenly off, why your mood is changed. Bitch, it's because you let this evil ass energy inside of you. That shit real. Because
it's consensual. So when it's consensual, that means it was certain things that he told you words have power. Mm-hmm. He put a spell enough to where you was like, I'm okay with what you're saying. I'm going to let you inside me.
Yeah.
That's a big, like, we'll see bitches on Instagram and be like, I fucked shit at her. She ain't opened her mouth once.
Not once.
She'll open her mouth. We be like, yeah, I'm good on her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. I'm good on her.
A few times.
Right.
Few.
When they start speaking, you be like, nah, I'm cool on that.
Yeah.
But we see that stag, but yeah, I put my dick in it. So it's different for men. Like, for men, it's just like, I put my dick in it. I don't care how she is. Once it's over, I'm good. Mm-hmm. With women, it's not about that because it's about them having to communicate with you to get you to the point to where you would just fuck.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, your mind is impacted by that. My mind ain't. I just saw a bitch that was fine. Like, I fucked that.
Yeah.
But I have to talk to you. So now I'm putting my spells on you and you let me inside you and I ain't shit. You eating that. I don't care how tough you say you are.
Yeah.
Oh, these niggas ain't. The fact that you're having to come back with a niggas ain't shit post lets me know it's eating at you on the inside. You fucked up.
It is. See that shit all the time, every day on social media.
Right.
You had to have a reason to say niggas ain't shit.
Right.
You're not just going to be saying that shit for no reason. No, you done let one of these niggas inside. You done ran that damn game.
12.
You let 12 of these niggas inside. You done ran their damn game. So now niggas ain't shit for your decisions.
Right.
Fuck out of here. No. No. All right. Let me ask you about this. So somebody posted, well, this girl posted. She said, so I wasn't a believer in whoever moves on first from a relationship love the least. But then when me and my boyfriend broke up after 2 weeks, he had 6 more bodies. What conclusion should I get from that?
He hurt. He hurt as fuck.
Let me also say this. A lot of the comments were saying that, yeah, girl, he never loved you from the jump.
I disagree with that.
I totally fucking disagree. This what pissed me off about these new motherfuckers.
They don't know shit.
So because I move on and I don't decide to sit my ass around and mope about the past relationship, that means I didn't fucking love you. Or I loved you the least.
Right.
What type of bullshit logic is that?
None. It's
but emotions. Motherfuckers really, and most of the people that were saying this shit, you guessed it.
It's emotion.
The
man.
Women.
It's emotion. They're not logically believing that. They just emotionally feel that. Like, how could he mess around on me if he said he loved me? Cause we're not together. It's not, I'm not messing around. I'm just putting you, I'm compartmentalizing what we had here. And that's the thing, like, how do you know how he grieved over his last relationship? Mm-hmm. Is that his thing? Like, is his grieving fucking a bunch of bitches? You could know that up front if you asked him.
Yeah.
But now you're shocked at how he acts outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, again, the arrogance. Why do you think you got that much control over his behavior after we not together?
That was my whole thing. Why the fuck does it even matter?
Yeah.
Why are you keeping up with this nigga's bodies?
Because them breakups be fake, man.
Like, come on, bro. Like, if y'all broke up, especially if you're the one that wanted the breakup, who the fuck cares how many, like, chicks this nigga's fucking now?
Well, they want to break up for him to realize what he's missing.
Fuck
which happens. Men, like, when men are fucking these chicks, they are still thinking about, God damn, I missed that bitch. Them the facts.
Are you saying this is like an every time thing? It's been a few breakups I've been in, and I'm telling you now, the next chick I fuck, I promise you, I was not thinking about my ex. I wasn't.
You thought about it. Like, her face came across your mind.
While I'm fucking the new chick?
While you were entertaining the new chick.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You just can't forget people like that, though.
Who can't?
Humans.
Why can't you?
Because people can't do that.
So you're telling me, okay, say you were the chick. I say y'all together. Shit, let's just throw out a number. I say 3 years. Y'all together 3 years. She wants to break up. It's mutual. You'd be like, okay, take the mutual out. She want to break up. You like, I respect that. Whatever, woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. You move on. She moves on. You're telling me, it's been a year past. You telling me you're still, you with a new chick now. You're still going to think about your ex?
Yes. I think about my exes now.
Why?
I think about everybody. Now, when I say think about, I'm not saying I'm taking them into consideration about how I move. I'm just saying, you don't forget people that made an impact on your life.
Okay, so when you say think about, clarify that. Because when I hear you say think about my exes, I'm taking that as in, all right, I want to still, no. I'm thinking about it because I want to still be with them. I want to still be involved with them. I miss them because I want to call them. I want to
no.
still, that's what I got from that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I'm saying think about like, if I'm dealing with a new chick, I'm definitely going to think about, is she better than my old chick? Is this worth the headache? Am I trying to do it just to get over the old chick? Like, the old chick going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about her. So how I move, I might, let me go ahead and knock this down tonight so I can go ahead and get over the ex. Like, you be thinking about that shit.
Do you not think that thinking that way is already setting your new situation up for failure?
No, I think if you do think about it, if you are recognizing that you're thinking about it, I think you can make better decisions. Like, I think saying, I don't think about my ex, you're lying. Because you can't forget people that had an impact in your life. Just because somebody new came along. Like, you remember people out your third grade class. Like, they ain't did shit for you in 30 years. But you be like, I still remember in third grade because they had an impact in your life. So I couldn't put somebody that I was in a relationship with, especially intimately, and like, I don't think about them no more. Like, you just, for you, you to not think about something means you have to think about it.
Wait a minute. That shit just blew me all over here. To not think about something means you have to think about it.
Yeah, because you have to know that you're not thinking about it no more. It has to go past, it has to go from you're thinking about to I'm trying to forget. So you had to have thought about it to know that you're not thinking about it.
I'm going to be real with you, Chief. I got a few exes. I got a few of them because I'm a relationship type of guy. I'm relationship. I like love, you know. I got a few exes, and I can promise you it's a lot of them that I don't think about on a daily, on a weekly, none of that shit.
I'm not saying like on a daily, no, but you can remember all the exes that you don't think about because you thought about them. That's the only way.
Do you mean by just remembering like the relationship we had?
Yeah, I'm saying like in order to pick your new partner, you're thinking about your exes to know what you're looking for in the new one.
Okay, I get that now. Okay, so
you need to put it more real to you. If you just broke up with a chick and you like, I'm done with that hoe. When you get with the new chick, you're thinking about the new chick in a manner of I'm done with that hoe. Because you want her to be, you want her to replace that hole that you done with in your head space.
And also, you don't want this new chick to be anything like what the last chick was.
See, I be disagreeing when people say that. I be wanting all the good shit from my last partner.
Okay, good shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't be like, I'm just done with that bitch. Because it was some parts about, it was a reason you with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't erase that impact on my life. So I'm gonna want that, but then I'm gonna want the bullshit. And see, when I get with a new chick, I'm looking for the bullshit piece. So I can be like, all right, we ain't gonna have no issue with this. And she got all the other shit. I'm still comparing it to my exes.
Okay. I don't know, bro. I really just can't sit here and be like, yeah, I think about my... I see what you were saying as far as like if I move on with a new chick and I look at my new chick like, all right, I don't want her to have the same bullshit qualities as my last ex. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as just like out the blue one day, I'm listening to slow songs and or something like that. Like,
yeah,
I'm thinking about her like, nah, that don't happen.
No, I mean, no, it's not like a I want to be back with her type of thought.
Yeah.
But you're thinking about because you made plans with her in your head mm-hmm. at some point. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking about, you're comparing where you're at now to those plans.
Mm-hmm.
You with somebody else. You're thinking about, damn, why didn't this work with her? So you're doing a self-inventory mm-hmm. on yourself about how I'm moving different. You either grew from a relationship or it killed something. So you always going to think about those people.
Mm-hmm.
They had an impact on you and how you move now. I know we don't want to give our exes credit, but they are responsible for shaping you. Like, it's a reason why I am the way I am now, because of my exes.
I can agree with that. Absolutely. Absolutely. I can agree with that.
So I have to think about them, because it's like, why am I thinking this way? Oh, okay. Because
okay, now I'm getting now we moving somewhere. Now we moving somewhere. Okay, because it's like, okay, if I'm not so easily to trust now, it's because, boom, of a certain ex.
Yeah.
Or if I'm just not too quick to be like, all right, yeah, I believe everything you're saying. Boom. It's because, okay, I get you. I got you. You lost me for a motherfucking minute there, but I get it now. Check this out. My girl straight up told me, I know you don't want to have sex with just me for the next 50 years. Just don't pop up with a baby or have any of them call my phone and we are good. Buddy says, I'm online looking for a ring right now. Dope tomorrow. What are your thoughts?
Hey, look. I don't even know if we still rolling right now.
We'll wrap this up on this topic then.
Hold on, let me see. I'll just see real quick. I'm still kicking. So my new way of thinking, I think that's, I agree with him.
Do you not think that she is just saying this just so she can also get some outside dingling? Do you really think that she's just like giving him all of that power to fuck off?
No, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
But is it that serious that she get another dick? Like, I mean, again, man, like, this is we only got one shot at this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really think that you only supposed to give your dick to one chick? And she's supposed to get that Boston one dick?
That ain't gonna happen.
I'm just saying, like, we done made up these rules as to... Because think about it, like, if a chick just coming through, busting it down for you, feeding you, cooking for you, supporting you, but y'all don't have no relationship title.
Mm-hmm.
So you free to do what you want to do, she free to do what she want to do. You would never complain about her. It's only until you made up this... We gonna be exclusive now. That's when all the trouble come in.
All the trouble come in.
That bitch could have had 1,000 dicks before she came and dropped it off to you, and you'd be like, "I appreciate it."
Yeah.
You won't be thinking about what she's doing, but when you put in your head, "All right, this supposed to be mine." Of course, you possessive about it. You don't want nobody else to touch it. But it's like, but y'all was good before you even did that.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. She could have just came off a dick and came and jumped in your dick.
Yeah.
It was all good.
Yeah.
But let y'all be in a relationship. It's like, this the end of the world.
Yeah.
And it's just like, is that really what life about? Like, she can't have no more dick. You can't have no more pussy. I feel like if y'all good for each other, like, is sex that big of a deal?
I also think too, and you right, motherfuckers do, when that title comes in, that shit completely changes everything. I don't know why a lot of people just, if they want to have a title so bad, why they just won't be like, all right, let's have an open relationship. If you want to have a title so bad, you'll be in a relationship, but let that shit just be open. Y'all gonna fuck off anyway.
But see, I think with the open relationship, it gets bad play, because now it's like we're claiming each other,
mm-hmm.
but we fucking around. So it makes somebody feel like they looking stupid with that open relationship. If y'all were just cut buddies, nobody gives a fuck. You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to post that person. Yeah. You still show up. You support that person. Y'all all good. It's the minute y'all do the whole going out in public about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when everybody get they feeling hurt.
It's like, let's just fuck. Let's just
be good people.
Let's just be good to each other. Right. You do for me, I do for you. We fuck, blah blah blah, all that. But it's why put a title on it?
It's been constructed that way.
Why put a fucking title on it to mess shit? If things are going good the way they are, why bring a title in it to mess the shit up?
And I will say this, most men, Most men don't like to fuck around on their women. I'm gonna be honest, they don't. Mm. They do it, but I feel like because a lot of women be bringing a lot of unnecessary pressure to that man, so it's just like, I gotta hear her shit, and she gonna hold out on the sex.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hear your shit, but I still need to get this shit off. I feel like if everybody just got real with each other, and I mean, it can't just be me and another chick. The world, because people rely on the world to tell them how they feel. Mm-hmm. If the world finally was like, yo, all of this monogamy shit is really bullshit. Find somebody that you fuck with, or a group of people that you fuck with, and build y'all shit. Mm-hmm. Now we talking group economics. We talking always got live-in babysitters. Mm-hmm. We talking about multiple partners to fulfill whatever you got going on. Ain't that what everybody really be wanting? But everybody denying all of that shit under the guise of it's supposed to just be me and you, and you can't fuck nobody else, and I can't fuck nobody else. Until the minute you say, I don't want to do this no more, I'm going to fuck somebody else because you didn't give me the attention. And then it's, your world is just done.
Yeah.
Like, your world is over. You like, I can't believe it, bitch. And it's like, why are we giving another person that walking this earth the first time right along with you that much power?
Yeah.
That shit crazy to me, man. And I'm going to give it up too. I already know that. These bitches are that powerful. I'm giving it up to somebody. But while I'm not giving it up, I'm talking my shit.
I'm gonna be real with you. I'm afraid to like cheat now. I'm gonna tell you why. Going back to when I was out here, like some years ago, before social media just became like relevant the way it is now.
MySpace era.
MySpace. Yeah. Fucking like early Twitter.
Y'all know the vibes.
But like early Twitter, like 08, 09, like 2000. Man, right when it was cool then. Because you weren't put on blast a lot then.
True.
Now, nigga, you moving around with different chick. Now, she cannot wait to screenshot your ass. She can't wait to screenshot you. She can't wait to take a picture of you in the bed with her sleep. Post a vid. Maybe y'all went on a secret getaway or some shit. She got the Snapchat popping. She finna put you on her Snapchat. If she don't put you on her Snapchat, she gonna take a video of you with you not motherfucking looking. She gonna say that shit to her archives. And then when you wanna act, you wanna act stupid? You wanna act stupid? Okay, I got something for you. Boom. Now that video posting and shit, it's just too much, bro. These motherfuckers are social media happy now. They be waiting to put a motherfucker on blast. You see that shit every day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Text messages, phone calls, pictures, like I just read a thread where a chick was talking about how a nigga played her. She posted all the tweets between them, the DMs, the text messages, pictures they took, vacation pics. She posted every motherfucking thing. And this nigga got a wife and he had another chick pregnant. She put all that shit out. It's a very entertaining story, by the way. But she put all that shit out.
But see, it'd be
come on, bro.
It be stuff like that though, like all the women that follow that gossipy shit, that energy's inside them.
That shit goes viral. Like, a chick can post this. She maybe have, I don't know, fucking 30 followers. That shit get retweeted like 2 times of some channels that got like, say, 9,000 followers. That shit gonna get retweeted to a motherfucker that got 17,000. Then it gonna be retweeted to a motherfucker that got 25. And that shit is just blown up. This shit had been retweeted, I think, 25,000 times. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
This shit, what my hell no, man. That shit scared me. I'm gonna be real with you. That shit scared me.
It don't scare me because, I mean, I ain't lying. Like, this is the beauty of being straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, and I say it on this platform, screenshot me in your inbox.
No, I'm saying
my shit's hilarious.
I'm saying if you was cheating. Of course, we all about being straight up.
But if you cheat, then what I'm saying, if you cheat with a bitch that's involved with social media like that, that energy is already in. Like the fact that you read those stories means that a part of your mind wants to see this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, so like, I understand, like, it's women that I deal with now that claim they ain't messy, but they always commenting on the messy shit. I know that, but I treat them like they believe. They believe they not messy. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I know how they are. So those people that do that shit, they already about that life anyway.
Yeah.
So it's your fault for moving, creeping with them.
Yeah.
I got, man, this is a whole nother topic. We can talk about it another time, but I got big homies that they know how to fuck around, and they tell them women they fuck around with, this is only a fuck around. You're not about to move in a wifey place. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go down like that. You're not about to call me any type of time. I will call you when I'm available.
That's my thing. A lot of these chicks will agree to that shit up front, but then y'all 4, 5, 6 months into that shit, and now all of a sudden she forgets all of that shit that she agreed
to. But what happens is, like Jay-Z said, shout out Jay-Z, you be treating the one that you humping like the same one that you, like the same ones you loving. It's like, that ain't about nothing. Like, why are you on a trip with her? Why are you getting sloppy drunk around her knowing she gonna be messy? That's your fault. You doing that. You out of bounds. Pick your side bitches carefully. I just learned the game a long time ago. If I used the game that I knew, mm-hmm, I'd be a terror out here in these streets. I just don't want to do it. That's all I got, man.
I got a lot more shit. We'll save for next week.
I mean, do it for the audio.
Because if I don't, nigga, this turns into a 2-hour show.
Hey, man. After show is about what, 40 minutes at this point?
About to get 40. Hey, real quick, we'll close it out with this. How many times did you accept vagina as a Christmas or birthday gift?
You gotta stop. Never.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, because normally, no.
Think about it, like,
no.
Your early years.
Nah.
I had a couple shits get that off of me.
Nah, I mean, like, well, Valentine's Day, what do bitches supposed to give niggas?
Cologne.
But I get my cologne for Christmas from my chicks.
Cologne.
It's too close.
Maybe like it's some shit is like get creative and like fix like different like baskets and shit. I might give him like cologne, draws, socks, and shit like that.
The baskets is what's up.
You give me a motherfucking basket, bitch, I love you.
The basket's what's up.
Come on now.
Yeah. The basket is what up.
Come on now. Might have your favorite look in there, some shit like that. Come on, man. Come on, man. You get crazy like that.
Edible panties.
Come on now.
Anybody still doing edible panties?
I don't know.
They closed down all them adult stores, so people don't go to them like they used to.
No. Shit, Spencer still got a few selections up in them.
You know how much I robbed Spencer's? Yo.
Good times.
Feds, don't indict me, but Spencer got their work.
Yes, sir.
Spencer's got that work. Yo, yes. I have none of that shit.
Spencer's out here.
But like for Christmas, I always ask for like the colognes, the watches, mm-hmm, socks and draw. Valentine's Day to me was always about the chick.
Yeah.
Of course, they give you the pussy on Valentine's Day, which is fine. I like the effort from women when they, I may do a strip tease for you or some shit.
I've been in some situations where we actually will stop going. Well, we stopped having sex for like 2 weeks leading up to Valentine's, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks leading up to Valentine's Day.
So how many bitches you fucked on that time?
None.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
None.
Why are you trying to keep face with the bitch?
I'm trying to think. None.
See?
Yeah, none.
Nigga be thinking about their exes.
I had to think and make sure before I told a lie on that. None.
But,
yeah, motherfucker, you know, go to the boy out and y'all get there and she might dress that thing up a little bit. Might have some fire lingerie, you know, your favorite color and whatnot and shit. And pull out a couple new tricks and shit. It's like, all right, that's cool.
You know what I would want for Valentine's Day?
What is it?
All day just got get different pics of her in lingerie.
Oh.
And then like the closer it get to the time, it get to like nudes.
Ooh.
Like maybe a sink booty.
Ooh.
And then like,
you know what my favorite one is though? The over the shoulder arch. Where they
the
like
April Jones.
Take the picture, like had an ass arch. And be looking at the camera so you can see it's like half of their face and their ass.
Yeah, that's the April Jones special.
Boy, that the one there. That the one there. I ain't gonna lie, that shit might get me in my feeling there. Now I'm ready to make love to your ass. That the one there.
What's my favorite?
That's the one, nigga. I'm telling you, that is the fucking one, though. That over the shoulder.
You know what? I don't know if I like the sexy pics. I mean, of course I do. But I like the pics of the women that be feeling insecure about their bodies. Hmm? You know, well, I'm sure you know because you out here.
Nigga, what?
But you know, women like to take pictures of stuff new just to see how they look overall. And it don't be no sexy pic. It just be a picture of them. I like those pics.
I respect those.
Where they not trying to be sexy.
Yeah.
It's just, this is who I am.
I respect those too.
I love those.
Yeah.
Them the ones I like.
For sure.
I like the ones where you're not hiding who you are.
For sure. Yeah, I respect them.
Them the ones that turn me, because it's like, I will gobble all of that.
Yeah, for sure.
All of the insecure shit you got going on.
For sure.
It don't exist over here.
For sure.
Zaddy would take care
of. Come on now.
All of that.
Come on now.
I'm here for that.
Come on now.
To me, the sexy pics are overplayed. I don't like them, man. I'm be honest, man.
Not that arse one, though.
Because how many other niggas she sent that shit to?
I don't give a damn. Send me that.
I give a damn, because you ain't gonna have me treating your pussy like it's sacred. And
I'm not finna do that. That's what I'm not gonna do, because I do know that these chicks out here sending news to Sam, Teron, Daquan, and all these other motherfuckers. I know that shit.
That's why I want the ones where it's like they not sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It's sexy to me, but they not trying to be sexy. These are my pics of me not trying to be sexy. Give me that.
I can tell which ones are community too. Can you pick up on which ones are community? Are the ones that are old, or the ones that she has had these motherfuckers saved?
Oh, you can tell the older ones.
Come on now.
Get them 8 megapixels.
Yeah. The ones that she has saved. Front facing camera out of these motherfuckers. And the ones that have been sent around to other. Come on now. I ain't no dummy. I have studied these nudes. I know.
Yo. All right, man. We out.
Ain't got shit else.
Think we are done.
Send them arch backs to taking shots. TV@gmail.com.
Send them arch backs.
Send them motherfuckers.
That's funny. Hey,
bro, I'm told. Lord have mercy. They made the ass pretty too, but oh, Lord. Let me see them stretch more. Let me see. Oh, Lord.
And then
let me see them stretches.
I kept the audio going because, hey, this is going to be good for the podcast. It drops every
Saturday.
I don't even know no more.
It's Saturday.
But I love the strip mark. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit that bitches be covering up.
It
don't matter to me.
Don't put this shit in no editing app and try to erase them damn stretch marks and smooth this shit. I bet you don't send me all them damn stretch marks.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody around here is regular. Like, nobody is better than anybody. So who are you trying to be perfect for?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't get it.
Shit. I don't get this shit either.
Who?
I don't get this shit either, bro. I really don't. I really don't.
Because if it matters so much, you should be attached to that person. It'd be killing me, man. Like, who?
Them the facts. Nope.
Everybody fucking flawed, man. Nobody give a... Who? If anybody give a fuck about that shit, I don't want to be in their presence. No way.
I can't.
Everybody's got something they insecure about. Everybody flawed. Everybody, I got stretch marks. Man, nobody give a fuck about that, man. Give a
good damn.
Who cares?
I promise you.
But somebody in your life told you that you should care. And now you holding me to that.
No, I dealt with a chick that her ex used to complain about her stretch marks and shit, and you need to lose some weight and this, that, and the third.
But if the stretch mark there, if she lose weight, it's still gonna be there.
You know what I'm saying,
are you talking?
Dealing with deep.
And why are you with him if he coming like that? Bro, I don't get it, bro. I don't get it.
Give a nigga like me, and I lick them stretch marks. I'm a gobble them bitches. I love stretch marks. I'm telling you, it'd be cool to like look at these Instagram hoes and these Instagram models and everything. Like they smoothed it. Out booties, I made up a word, smoothed it out booties and everything that you done photoshopped and cleaned up and Facetune and all that shit. I don't want to see that shit.
Nope.
Show me them strip mall, baby.
Yep.
Show me them motherfucking strip mall. That's what the fuck I want to see.
Me too.
Come on now.
Nobody in real life, in real life, nobody cares.
Nobody cares, bro.
Nobody gonna be like, bro, she got strip mall, I ain't fucking with her. Like, if you don't get the entire fuck out my goddamn face.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
For her being a human.
Yeah.
This one's like, even with the bodies, Don't fucking matter, man.
No, it doesn't.
We just made up. Well, if she, how many? Too many. Well, she got 20. That's cool, but how did she get them? Like, it don't matter. It's 20 dicks. Are you gonna fuck her or not? Yeah. All right. Well, All right, shut the fuck up, nigga. What are we even talking about?
Can I just give a shout out to the BBWs out here, by the way, also?
Oh, you've been on them a lot.
Come on,
recently. What's going on?
Hey, man. Just shout out to the BBWs, man.
I don't know nothing about none of that.
I do. I know plenty about them. Shout out to the BBWs. They don't get enough love out here. But this shit just pissed me off. But, like, I come across some chicks, and they've been dealt with niggas who complain about the, like, they, if the chick got a little pudge or something like that. And it's like, this nigga, he said, what? Oh, he told me that, you know, I need to go to the gym and everything. For what? For man, you don't bring that damn, that, what that, that fupa? You don't bring that shit over here, man? Let me play with that shit, bro?
I just found out what that meant like 3 months ago. I forgot what it mean.
Damn, I don't forget now.
All right, who? I ain't gonna shout out her name, but shout out to her. She told me what it meant like a couple months ago, and I was just like, oh, okay, I never knew. I never gave a fuck.
This shit just brought up a fucking medical term. Like, man, get that shit out of here.
I told you, I don't know. But
I done for damn forget. And somebody had just posted that shit in a damn group that I'm in to Urban Dictionary. Yeah, man, but yeah, that shit just be pissing me off about how they nigga be complaining about these chick. Man, get with a nigga that don't give a fuck about that. Fat upper pussy area.
Fat upper pussy.
Fat upper pussy area. Most commonly pronounced as fupa. Bring that shit here, baby. I want it. I like that shit, man. I like to just lay there and just like play with the shit. Like you playing with, what's that, Flubber? You remember the movie Flubber? Bring that shit here. Let me squeeze on that. Let me grab on that.
Is that on your top 5 movie list?
Hell no.
Okay, I'm about
Hell
to
no.
say.
Hell no. Hell no. Flubber not even in my top 20. Not even in my top 30, 40, 50. Shit, no.
Okay. I'll never know with you.
Hey, relax.
You'd be like,
relax. Relax now. Relax.
You'd be like, Air Bud, yeah, it's top 5.
Hey, Air Bud is top 5 Disney movie.
All right, cut the tape. You got to relax.
Air Bud is top 5 Disney movies, bro.
Come on, man. Stop, come on, man.
Come on now.
Are you fucking...
We're going to put some respect on Air Bud name now. It's fucking sharp shooting golden retriever. That boy was Steph Curry before Steph Curry. Come on now.
All right, I'm dope tomorrow, man. It's the end of this episode. This nigga gotta stop. And why do we keep letting him get this shit off? Nobody fucking like Air Bud, bro. Stop.
Well, you're right, because they loved it. Okay. They loved it. They loved it. Air Bud, baby. Now, the second one, that shit was trash. But the first one, come on now. Air Bud, baby. Mm-hmm. Top 5, baby. Top 5. It's number 5, by the way.
No, it's not.
Air Bud. Top 5 Disney movies. Air
no.
Bud. Air Bud, baby. I'm probably going to watch that shit when I get home.
Air you Bud, got baby. It?
It's on Disney Plus. It's on Disney Plus. Thank you for the game, nigga. I'm going to watch Air Bud.
Don't. Stop, man. Why do you keep doing this, man?
Air Bud, baby.
No.
Sharp shooting golden retriever. Let's get it.
Now, you know, there was a movie called Teen Wolf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael J. Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to watch
Air Bud.
Air Bud.
Absolutely. Teen Wolf Air Bud. Come on now. Air Bud.
Oh my. See, stop trolling me. Stop trolling me, bro. Stop trolling me. You do not believe that. There's no way you believe that shit.
Air Bud, bro. If you set me in a room and was like,
stop,
hey, yo.
Don't you start it. Don't, no. When you start with the set me in a room, no, nigga. You got to stop. Relax. Somebody, we got to have some standards on taking a shot after the show. Look, man. All right, look. You got 2 more weeks. 2020, we're not doing this shit. No, we're gonna outline our topics, and we're going to have real conversations about reality.
Oh, shit.
There's no way you believe Air Bud is better than Teen Wolf. You better stop the shit.
Air Bud.
Cut the shit, bro.
Air Bud.
Cut the shit, bro. Cut the shit, man.
Yeah, man. Live, bro.
If I had to make it, they was like, hey, yo, you get to watch one of these movies for the rest of your life. You got Teen Wolf, you got Air Bud. You take a wild guess which one I'm picking.
Teen Wolf.
I'm picking Air Bud, and it ain't even close. Get Teen Wolf the fuck out of here. Get it the fuck out of here. Get it out of here.
You seen Teen Wolf, huh?
I did. I seen it a few times. I seen it a few. And I watched Air Bud damn near 100 times. Air Bud, baby. Air Bud. Come on now. Come on now.
You do not cease to
come on now. Me. Come on now. Check my dog out. Air Bud. Hoo-hoo. Come on now. Came out in 1997.
All right, so 97. Hold a minute. I'm 13. That means you were 11.
I was 10. Well, probably depending on the month. 10, 11, yeah.
And you still in the Air Bud?
Matter of fact, I was 10. I was turning... Wait a minute. It came out August 1st, 1997. Yeah. Air Bud, buddy.
Over...
Air Bud.
I'm gonna give, I got Teen Wolf downstairs.
Air Bud.
I'm gonna give you the DVD.
I would still select Air Bud.
No fucking way. Not as a grown up.
Yes, sir. You wanna watch trailer?
No, I don't wanna watch the trailer. You gotta stop this shit, bro. Did you like Beethoven?
It was straight. It was straight.
Okay.
I would pick Air Bud over Beethoven.
All right.
I'll pick Air Bud over Beethoven. What's another dog movie? Cujo.
That's a horror movie, though.
I would pick Cujo over Air Bud, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie? What was that movie called? Man's Best Friend? It was like the hybrid German Shepherd dog that got scientifically engineered.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, it was probably like 94.
I think I remember that. Yeah, I think I remember
93, that. 93, 94. It was just funny because I remember my dad put me on that shit.
93. Came out in 93, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
that was cool.
Still Air Bud overall. Except for Cujo.
You said Air Bud top five Disney movie?
Mm-hmm.
You were... Come on, man. You got Disney Plus. You cannot believe that.
Top five child, like kiddie type movies. Not like when it comes to like Marvel and shit.
Okay,
like that.
Aladdin?
Air Bud.
Turn this shit the fuck up. No, we done here. No,